Motto and Margot minus Margot.
What's happened, mate? What a quiet old morning it's been in here at Triple M. The whirlwind never arrives. Like good, every actually. Day, just after 4 o'clock in, she comes and it's just mayhem and havoc.
Yeah, but you know what? There is one bloke who's been dealing with it more this morning. Yep. He's actually copying it for us.
Happy birthday, Corey Parker.
Morning, guys. Thanks very much.
Now, what?
We couldn't get one made with Corey. We've had to go with Helen.
Mate, what's it been like? Have you, on the day of your 40th birthday, have you had to wait on your ill wife hand and foot?
Well, I've heard what you guys have been talking about. Mm. Unfortunately, like of all days for your birthday, whereas it's a walk-up start, right, with your birthday. You
that's
know,
right.
Well, that's not happening. She's in bed, which is quite crook. So
the one day of the year.
Yeah.
For men my age.
It's like she's planned it, to be fair.
Well, she was complaining about a sore throat yesterday, Corey. She's put a bit of top spin on this. Yeah, it's about 12 hours out. She's seen it coming, Cozza.
Well, I go away today for a couple of days, and back Sunday last night was sort of the family night, thinking, you know, birthday presents, et cetera, and bunged on the old, oh, Mick Crook. I was like, oh, of course you are. answer the question. She's still tucked up in bed, and I'm off with the kids off to school. So
you're running with the theory that she really is ill.
Yeah, I have to.
Smart man.
Hey, listen, can I ask you a rugby league question before we? We just wanted to check. Make sure. Can you please pass on our best regards to her, and we'll do it as well. Hey, you wrote an article for code.com.au. I haven't started reading it yet, but the eight players, you said there's eight players worth $1 million. What's that about?
Oh, it's just a bit of a topical yarn at the moment, in and around what people are worth and what. Yeah, you're worth what whoever wants to pay. So a bit like housing when you're buying a house. But for me, when you talk about the $1 million price tag, I firmly believe that if you're a $1 million player, you have to have a bearing on the scoreboard.
That's right.
So when you think about those sorts of players, you know, Daly Cherry Evans, Cameron Munster, James Tedesco, you know, these sorts of players which make the scoreboard go up and down based on how they perform.
Yeah, have you got any frauds who are getting $1 million and aren't actually influencing games enough?
Frauds or fools?
Yeah, I mean, of course when players sign or get offered a $1 million deal, they're not going to say no, but in the fine print to that deal, they need to understand that with that price tag comes a whole lot of expectation, a whole lot of scrutiny, and a whole lot of pressure. Now, that's not just in rugby league. That's in any organisation. So if you're the CEO of a business and you're on $1 million, you're the main man.
Well, that's what we're saying about Margot. She needs to perform. She's getting that $1 million. She needs to perform.
And you see, Ash Taylor's a bit of an example. He's now retired due to injury. Yeah. He went down the Gold Coast on a big deal, and he copped a lot of criticism and a lot of scrutiny. Anthony Milford was another one of those guys. So I just firmly believe in any sport, the people that are on the most money, you look at LeBron James, you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, they have a bearing on the score.
Deliver.
Because they're so good, no one talks about the money then.
That's exactly right.
Just on that, and it's the big deal in Australia at the moment, cost of living pressures. Have you had a chat to your wife about that and about her spending?
When I start talking about anything to do with money, this invisible brick wall goes up in front of me. And that's it,
He's a smart man, Corey Parker, isn't he? He's believing that Margot's sick and he doesn't discuss money with her. No wonder that everything's going over there.
I discuss it.
She sure does.
She just doesn't hear it.
He sure does. Hey, mate, you'll be on the side. Are you on the sideline? Where are you tonight for the Bronx?
Yeah, in studio, talking about the big one between the Bronx and obviously South. And Renault's return to Sydney, so it'll be interesting.
Who wins, Cozza?
Well, Souths are better than they were round one. The Broncos are better than they were. But you pull Kurt Capel out of that team, who defensively sort of has been really, really good for the Broncos. And then you pull Payne Haas, who, in my opinion, really sort of holds the Broncos together. So it should be a great game. But I hope the Bronx can keep that run going.
They're paying $450 or something. Because have you got do you know about Kurt Capel's injury? Do you know how it was sustained?
I'm trying to find it. I'll try and track it down.
It was a towel-related injury. He did it coming out of the shower.
There's some strange injuries that get rugby league players over the times, towel-related being one of them. I think Robbie Kearns fell off a horse being another, and the list goes on, but that's a real strange one. What a brave man.
What a brave man to play out with a towel. Hey, mate, happy birthday. We love your work.
Thanks, bud.
Good on you, mate. Happy birthday. Hello. I believe we're discussing bizarre rugby league injuries up soon, Marto. You've got to compile a list for us, and you can read Corey's article online, codesports.com.au. You are on Triple M.